In this week's weekly editorial, Jesuit Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine explores how segregation in public education will be coming before the U.S. Supreme Court in two cases, and how school districts are struggling with this issue.
In Kentucky, the Jefferson County School District that includes Louisville has 97,000 students. The district adopted a scheme to ensure that all its schools have a black enrollment of not less than 15% and not more than 50%. In Seattle, Washington, school district number one, enrolling over 46,000 students, decided in the year 2000 to establish its 10 high schools an enrollment that would correspond to the district's 40% non-Hispanic white students and 60% blacks, Asians, and Hispanic students. To achieve the desired diversity, school officials in these districts assigned students by race to one or other school if the school of their first choice was oversubscribed. In Jefferson County, white parents challenged this race-conscious plan, and in Seattle, a coalition of whites, blacks, and other racial groups challenged that city's plan. On December 4, 2006, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear arguments in these two cases. There are two questions here. The first is the constitutional issue that the court will decide. Are some children denied equal protection under the law if race is a factor in assigning them to a particular school? The second question raised by these two current cases is one of moral ideals. It's taken for granted that all conscientious citizens reject the notion of racial segregation and are committed to the ideal of integration. Does that also mean that they must support the strategy of mandatory assignment by race in public schools? Suppose that so-called magnet schools offering first-rate facilities, teachers, and curricular choices were built on the boundary between neighborhoods and achieved a diverse enrollment by attracting students of all races without dissension. The court will decide the constitutional question by June or early July. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.